Okay, y'all.
Y'all have a great week.
Have a great week and lots of hugs and tugs. And oh, yeah. I was sent a wonderful message and some hugs and tugs and a text message from Mr. Michael Brandon the other day.
Oh, I bet that made your weekend.
It did. He actually sent it using Big Fatty's mobile phone. So I sent him a picture and I was like, here's a picture to get you and Mr. Brandon through the weekend. And the next text message I got back was, thank you, and many tugs and hugs. I was like, wow.
Love it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Have a great week and lots of hugs and tugs.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode, 1321 of the BFO for Monday, the 18th of February, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Little show, Big Fatty. It has been overserved. Big Fatty, it's a drunky cash. Yes. Hi, everyone. Big Fatty, you're supposed to call him. So, hi. Hello, drunkies. Y'all, I am fucked up. Y'all, let me tell you, y'all, the horror weekend is finally over. And those of you who enjoy a drunky cast are going to love this one because, y'all, I am fucked up. And, y'all, I'm invited to another party in just a few minutes. So I'll be going up there, and y'all, and then I'm going to be watching the big run in a couple hours. Yes, Big Fatty, if you're still awake. Y'all, let me tell you, Big Fatty has had quite the weekend here at the horror contest. Y'all, it's been, first of all, I have been overserved. Okay, let that be said from the start, and I want to send out special love to my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, because he loves a drunky cast more than anything else. And, y'all, I wish he was sitting here right beside me. Big Fatty, you're being inappropriate. Well, fuck it. I don't give a shit. Poodle's kind of drunk, too. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm fucking drunk, too. Hey. Anyway, y'all, what was I going to say? Oh, Sunday afternoon, I'm going to work it backwards, okay? Big Fatty, that might be vulgar if you continue to say it. Sunday afternoon, you know, after the leather contest is over and all, we have the leather tea, which is basically a drink and drown from 2 p.m. in the afternoon to 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Well, y'all, Big Fatty works it with the bartender that if the bartender keeps getting lots of tips, he keeps the bar open. And because, y'all, he ain't paying for the liquor. It's the owners of the horror hotel that are paying for the liquor. And, y'all, we traditionally go to about 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon. He goes a couple of hours beyond the scheduled stop time. But it's because Big Fatty just shames. He shames everybody. Big Fatty shames everybody being gratuitous. Big Fatty! Into making sure that the bartender is well compensated for his time beyond the required hour and a half of the open bar. And y'all, I have to say this. The owners of the horror hotel take care of Big Fatty. They make sure, you know, they bring out the well liquors for everybody else. But y'all, they also tell the bartender, don't you dare go to that without a bottle of Tanqueray for Big Fatty. And y'all, they keep it under the table, and Big Fatty alone drinks from the bottle of Tanqueray. And I hadn't eaten a whole lot this weekend, and I have had a very carb heavy diet on Sunday. Y'all, that's a pizza pie. And y'all, I've had four very, very strong Tanqueray's and tonics. And I'm getting ready to go to another invited cocktail party at the trailer park here at the Horror Hotel. But, y'all, I have let my hair down. Big Freddy, you don't have any hair. Well, what hair I have, I've let down. And, Sunday afternoon is when Big Fatty lets loose. Big Fatty, I hope it's not your bowels. But, y'all, speaking of bowels, y'all, Big Fatty had just a huge, Big Fatty, we don't hear about your huge explosion of vulgarness. Y'all, it wasn't solid enough to be a coy. Big Fatty's vulgar. But y'all, I have been overserved, and I'm getting ready to, they'll have cheap gin at the best up the hill. I'm going to take my bottle of Tanqueray 10 up the hill with me when I go. And, hi. I'll be there in a few minutes. But anyway, y'all, a couple of sexy men just knocked on Big Fatty's window as he's recording his little show. And they said, yes, Big Fatty, we're going up the hill. Come on up there. And that's what I was doing right there. Anyway, y'all, the horror weekend, for the most part, was a success. Y'all, you can't have an event where you have three people basically putting on an event for 120 that you don't have a few bumps in the road. And, y'all, we had a few bumps in the road. And, you know, Big Fatty during the horror weekend is the master of ceremonies. And he's on stage all the time. And people always listen to what Big Fatty is saying. And Big Fatty's always on the micro-hoist. And he's the one delivering the news, whether it be good or bad. And, y'all, you know, there was a little bad news we had to deliver this weekend. But anyway, for the most part, it went without flaw. And y'all, we had probably 120, 125 people here. And like I say, there's basically three people who do all the planning and make all the preparations for this weekend. And Big Fatty is one of them. And y'all, I probably do less than the other two do. But anyway, regardless, it's a small group effort. And y'all, despite everything, I think we did the best we could. We had a brand new caterer this weekend, and that's always a tough thing when you're trying out a new caterer. And y'all, the caterer was okay at best, is what I'll say. Big Fatty is very, very, y'all, if you know Big Fatty at all, or if you've been to anything that Big Fatty is associated with, y'all, there are a couple of rules. You start on time. You do not reward the people that come late, okay? There's no such thing as drag time, okay? You come late, you miss out. Those that come on time, you get full advantage of everything. And y'all, one of the first things I said when I spoke before the group the first night, I said, y'all, there's no such thing as drag time. Big Fatty starts it on time. If you come late, you're going to miss out. We don't reward the people that come late. And that's the way it was all weekend long. And y'all, this is the fifth year of the horror contest, and they get it by now, okay? They understand. If you're late, you're going to miss out. So they are prompt, okay? We ask nothing that we don't do ourselves, okay? And that's really something. Don't ever ask anything of someone else that you're not willing to do yourself. Big Fatty, you're getting philosophy-ish. Big Fatty, I'm drunk. Don't listen to what I'm saying, but you know what I mean. Yes, I do know what you mean. Y'all, by the way, Poodle is fucked up also. And that's a good thing, because a fucked up poodle is... Big Fatty, please don't talk about a fucked up poodle. But anyway, everything went well on Thursday. Y'all, we had what do they call it? It was a It was a floozy drag show, y'all. It was, and this is really before everything started. So, because, yeah, Big Fatty doesn't like to mix drag and leather, but this was just kind of a Valentine's Day floozy drag show. And, y'all, it was booger drag, and it was emphasis on booger. Booger, booger, booger. And, y'all, that was fine, and everybody had a good time. Everybody was drunk. And, y'all, that's what it's all about is having a cocktail or 10. And, you know, that's kind of, I believe that is cross-stitch and hanging. Hanging above the bar in Walnut Hills is there's nothing better than a cocktail or 10. But I can't confirm or deny that. Big Freddy, you know damn well it's true whether it's cross-stitched or not. But anyway, so we had that, and y'all, some of the performances were better than others, as you would expect. But y'all, it was kind of a lighthearted way to get it all started off. And, is there no better way to spread the VD love on, love on the February the 14th than to have a booger drag show? Big Freddy, you can say that again. Y'all, is there no better way to spread the VD love on Big Freddy, please? But y'all, on Saturday, oh dear Gussie, here comes the sexy DJ. Oh, y'all, I have met a sexy man, a sexy DJ. And y'all, there may have been some inappropriate touching or inappropriate insertion in someone's mouth. Big Freddy, please, we don't need details. Hadam wants the details, but nobody else. But y'all, this is a sexy DJ that's here. That was one of the attendees that Big Fatty really wants to get inappropriate with, and has already laid the groundwork. And y'all, I hope there's something that happens tonight. That's all I got to say, Big Fatty. Thursday night went fine. Friday night went fine. We introduced the contestants. Y'all, I have to say, we had three contestants this year. It was three and a half contestants, because there were two individual and one couple contestant, which, y'all, it's still a little weird to me. The way I described it is two minds, one heart. But it was two people, but one heart. And so they competed together as one person. And that, it's hard for people to get their head around that. And it was hard for Big Fatty to get their head around it. And it was hard for the judges, for Big Fatty to try to explain it to the judges. But y'all, after they spoke in their one-on-one interviews to the judges, it was like a light bulb went on. It's like, okay, we get it. Now, I'm not sure anybody that was there at that judging session, or even the two that are competing, can explain it so that average Joe Blow can understand it. But y'all, they got it. And that's what was so heartwarming in all of this is, you know, you try to explain it. You try to explain it the best way you can. And then after they actually talk to the people, then the people get it. Oh, dear Gussie, there's about to be a knock on my door.
Hi.
All right, I'm going to put this on pause a minute because I need to talk to somebody.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Okay, I don't know what I was fucking talking about because a friend from the horror group came in to talk about some shit. But anyway, y'all, we had a couple of hiccups on Saturday. We had a new caterer, and the caterer was running a little behind, and just never was able to catch up, and that's never good with a group of gay men, because men like to eat, and there are three things that are important to men: food, sex, and liquor. Okay, and if you don't drink, then it's twice as much food and sex. Okay, well, the sex takes care of itself. We have to handle the food, and, you know, we can only do so much as far as the food goes. And so, you know, they ran a little short on the food. They made it right, but it took a little while to do it. And, you know, that's one thing I love about the horror community is that, you know, even though everybody was kind of, they got it. Because, yo, if you put on an event for 120 people, and there's basically three of you putting it together, and you're depending on others, y'all, there are going to be some bumps in the road. And, you know, this is one of the bumps in the road. Mercifully, it finally got smoothed out to some extent. And, you know, not everybody's going to be happy, but we did the best we could. And, you know, if you expect more of somebody else than you want people to expect of you, then shame on you. Okay, we wanted people to expect the best of us. We weren't able to quite deliver, but we did the very best we could, and we asked for their understanding. Okay, and if you're not willing to give somebody your understanding in a difficult situation, then put yourself on the other side of the coin, and, you know, just say, you know, that they can't wave a magic fucking wand. Okay, so anyway, I'm not going to say any more about that. Sunday went well, yo. We had a very successful contest. It was an unusual kind of contest, but it was successful. You know, whether people understand the results or not, because, y'all, the couple, Two Heads, One Heart, are the ones that won, okay? And that's a little unusual, okay? I'm not even sure that it's not very unusual. It's groundbreaking is the way I like to see it. But, y'all, who's to say that entity of Two Heads, One Heart is any less relevant than an individual? And the other contestants were okay with it. We made it fair for all the contestants as much as we possibly could. And, you know, the judges were not quite sure about it, but they finally kind of heard it from the horse's mouth, so to speak, and they understood it better. And, you know, there were lots of different aspects to the weekend. You know, there's the one-on-one interviews and the horror scene displays and the on-stage comments, and then the interaction with the people and raffle basket ticket sales. So, you know, there wasn't just one part of the weekend that controlled it all. And,
Big Fatty, you've been nattering.
It's true. Y'all, I will be back in the Fat Cave on for the two, I say, Tuesday show. And, y'all, I hope I am sober enough to watch the big run tonight. Big Fatty, no, there's a fat chance that'll happen. But anyway, and y'all have gotten a notification there's something in the works. So I'll pick that up on my way back to the Fat Cave on Monday. And y'all, quite frankly, I'm going to leave it to the gay country boy, which is, by the way, is not spelled C-U-N-T, to basically give you your mantra for the week.
Have a great week and lots of hugs and tugs.
Big Fatty, that sounds like something Mr. Michael Brandon would say.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.